Mr. Chairman, I have great pleasure in taking part in the discussion on the labor demand. The Honorable Minister, while moving the demand, has given us a picture of the steps taken by the government to improve the conditions of the workers in a large number of factories, workshops and other establishments in this state. The policy note circulated by him gives us valuable information on the demand. Many honorable members have also referred to the various points in it. It is now my duty to refer to my views on this subject. The government have no doubt passed many legislations to help the workers. The minister has been telling us that this government is very much interested in the welfare of labor. But in actual practice, I am very sorry to point out that labor has not been getting a fair deal from the employers. The benefits of the various legislations passed by this house have not reached the workers for whom they are really intended. They are not very happy today. That is a fact and nobody can deny it. What is the reason for the present state of affairs? Who is responsible for it? In my view, the officers of the department are not able to enforce effectively the rules and regulations meant for the welfare of labor. Somehow or other, there is a feeling that the officers are very much inclined to favor the employees against labor. This is not a correct attitude to be taken by them. After all, they are in the department to protect the interests of labor as per the rules. They should be told enough to enforce the rules without fear or favor. I am sure the government and people will also appreciate them if they do it. It is my duty to take this opportunity to make an appeal to the employers. A contented labor is really a well-known fact and the employers also know it. Still, they do not willingly come forward to treat the workers well and pay them decent and fair wages. They must realize that because of the hard work put in by the workers, they are able to run their organizations successfully and profitably. So, it is their duty to treat them well. It is very necessary that they should be provided with the elementary amenities in the matter of health, education, accommodation, etc. When these are provided to the workers, the employers can rest assured that they will respond very well, which will ultimately be beneficial to the employers. Now I would like to say a few words about the thousands of men and women employed in the building construction industry. At present, they are working under deplorable conditions. They do not get decent wages, they do not have security of service, and they are not given compensation when they meet with accidents while engaged in their work. Moreover, they do not get work on all the days of the month. It is the duty of the government to take a sympathetic view of the plight of these unfortunate workers and bring forward measures to uplift their conditions as well. There are many workers in various other industries such as BD, cinema, etc. As I have no time to refer to the difficulties of those workers which are also equally bad, I request the government to issue instructions to the officers to help the workers in whichever industry they may be employed. With these words, I resume my seat. Thank you. Total words 500, speed 95 words per minute. Dear sirs, we are in receipt of your letter of the first instant and thank you for the order that you have sent with it. We have gone through your order and find that you require a large number of chairs, tables and benches for one of your old customers. We are sorry you have not mentioned the size and the material to be used for these items. You have also not indicated the time within which you expect us to supply them. We enclose a copy of our catalogue of the various articles that we manufacture. You can go through it, ascertain from your customer and furnish us the details we require in the previous paragraph. On receipt of your reply, we shall arrange to manufacture these items and dispatch them within 6 to 8 weeks. We have been supplying these articles to a large number of our customers in this state as well as in the neighboring states of Kerala, Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka. We have received reports from all of them that they are fully satisfied with our articles. We are also informed that there is a continuous demand for these articles in their respective regions. We hope and trust that your customers will also have the same satisfaction. We assure you of our dependable services at all times. Yours faithfully.